From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. Tuesday sought to downplay a North Korean nuclear missile threat. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said the Obama administration does not view Pyongyang as capable of tipping a missile with a nuclear warhead. And he urged the regime to return to the peace talks.
As we have before, continue to call on the DPRK to refrain from provocative actions and inflammatory rhetoric that threaten international peace and stability. And we want them to make the strategic choice to fulfill their international obligations and commitments and return, frankly, to the six-party talk process.
Sunday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his regime is in the last stage of testing an intercontinental ballistic missile. That prompted a tweet Monday from President-elect Donald Trump. A North Korean missile strike on the U.S. won't happen. A senior Trump advisor, Kellyanne Conway, appeared Tuesday on U.S. television.
He's putting them on notice. He's putting North Korea on notice through this tweet and through other statements that this won't happen. He, as president of the United States, wants to stand between them and their missile capabilities, which experts say could be deployed to reach Seattle almost immediately.
Meanwhile, U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook says the U.S. has the ability to defend itself and its allies from a North Korean missile strike.
There are aspects to it. We mentioned the THAAD system. Obviously, you're aware of our Aegis systems. You're aware of the TPY-2 radars we have in the region and also our ground-based system. And this is a system that we continue to work on, continue to develop, but we're confident in our ability to protect the homeland.
Some analysts view the North Korean nuclear missile threat as the top national security challenge facing the incoming Trump administration. The Renamo opposition in Mozambique says it's extended a ceasefire by 2 months, raising hopes for peace after rising violence with the Frelimo government following the 2014 disputed election. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expressing concern that a Mideast peace conference scheduled in Paris later this month will result in a new UN Security Council resolution aimed at his country. The French-organized conference will be attended by some 70 countries, but no Israeli or Palestinian representatives will be on hand. Mr. Netanyahu Tuesday rejected the meeting as futile. Last month, the U.S. abstained from a U.N. resolution critical of Israeli settlement activity, allowing it to pass. In Yemen, a clash between pro-government forces of President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi and al-Qaeda fighters in southern Abyan province Tuesday left more than 24 dead. The al-Qaeda militants said they ambushed a government force as it pressed an offensive in the militant stronghold in the Marrakesha Mountains east of Aden. Turkey's parliament has extended the country's state of emergency for another 3 months, effective January 19, following last year's failed coup. Meanwhile, authorities are intensifying efforts to identify the gunman who killed 39 people, mostly foreigners, at an Istanbul nightclub New Year's Day. Brazilian authorities are conducting a manhunt for dozens of inmates who escaped during a prison riot near the Amazonas state capital, Manaus. Only about a quarter of the nearly 200 inmates who fled the violence have been returned to prison. Rival drug gangs fought each other for 17 hours inside the prison from Sunday into Monday, leaving 56 inmates dead. Justice Minister Alexandre de Moraes said new prisons must be built as part of a penal reform package to tackle chronic overcrowding. President-elect Donald Trump Tuesday threatened automaker General Motors with a border tax for sending a version of one of its Mexican-made vehicles to the U.S. dealers tax-free. Meanwhile, Ford Motor Company said it's decided to shift investments from Mexico back to a Michigan plant. Ford Chief Executive Mark Fields.
In addition to the $4.5 billion that we've committed to new electrified vehicles, we today are announcing that we're investing another $700 million to transform and expand this Flat Rock assembly plant, creating a new manufacturing innovation center.
Last year, Ford announced plans to shift some operations to Mexico. That came under criticism from Trump during the election campaign. The sale of a new edition of Adolf Hitler's political treatise, Mein Kampf, has soared in Germany after going on sale for the first time a year ago. The book was never banned, but only secondhand copies or internet versions were available. The updated version has sold 85,000 copies. Convicted mass murderer Charles Manson has been hospitalized at an undisclosed medical issue. The 82-year-old Manson transported from a California prison where he's serving a life term, convicted of being the mastermind behind the Sharon Tate killings in 1969. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.